The guy said, what do you think about the Denver Broncos quarterback situation?
Yeah, and we had no take on it.
Yeah, well, now I do. Well, they named Trevor Siemian the starter, right? So there you go.
Yeah.
That's my take.
There he is.
He's going to be the starter.
Okay, cool.
I do think, though, that as smart as John Elway has been in building...
Thank you, John Elway.
Yeah, thank you, John. No, really.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. That really is one of the great mistakes in press conferences, Drew, when a man is thanking himself.
Thank you to John Elway.
What? How do you even do that? Anyway, a guy wins a Super
Ricky
Bowl.
Ricky Henderson, he could do it.
Yeah, but he spoke in the third person intentionally. This was a slip. So he builds a Super Bowl championship roster, and he'll always have that. He was able to do it as a player and an executive. And now, though, he's got a situation where he's got one of the worst quarterback deals in the league. And Paxton Lynch may turn into something. It's still very soon for him. In the times that he got run last year, he saw someone with talent but was just unbelievably raw. Yeah. And Siemian, there was a couple of games where you'd see him and Emmanuel Sanders have some chemistry and he'd be able to do a thing or two, but... And he really was not a quarterback that you felt great about. So this is going to be in the third phase of John Elway. You know, there was right. John Elway, the player. There was John Elway, the successful executive. Now there's John Elway in the rock and the hard place without a quarterback after Peyton Manning ended up retiring after the Super Bowl. How is he going to handle this? And will he be right again? Maybe Siemian goes and has a great year this year. Maybe Lynch, after a couple of weeks with Siemian starting, he feels like Lynch is going to be the starter and he turns out to be good. But I'm not banking on either one of those things.
Well, it's obvious that Lynch is the guy they want to be the man, and his development has been somewhat retarded. And they're hoping he can still become that guy. But right now they can't roll with him. And I would lean on John Elway and his eye and evaluation of a quarterback because he was such a great one. And they go out and they find this guy who has just a phenomenal end of his career there at Memphis. And they think he can come in and follow a great one like Peyton Manning. Even though Peyton Manning, the last looks we had at him, of him there with the Super Bowl winning Broncos was not that great. It was all about that super duper defense, that new version of the Orange Crush. So they're still holding out hope he can be the guy, but clearly there are things that have not progressed in Lynch's game that they would love to see, and Siemian gives them they think more hope, and that was the agreement a season ago between the coaching staff, and now you have a new coaching staff that's coming in here looking at this, and they've come out with the same conclusion.
Yeah, I don't love the Broncos in 2017, but I could be very wrong because that team and those rosters that he's built have surprised me before. All right, so I made the call yesterday. Steven Espinoza,
yes,
of Showtime Sports.
You good?
He was very, very generous, and he offered us some tickets to Mayweather and McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
I was going back and forth. Should I do this? Should I not do this? Well, I am now officially a hypocrite after months and months and months of talking about how I wasn't interested in the fight, how it was a money grab, and how I wasn't going to buy it on pay-per-view. I will be there. Now, to defend myself, there was at one point I said, if you're there, that would be cool. But right. As far as sitting at home and spending $100 to watch it on television where it could be a dud, it's just not something I would do. So the experience to me is worth it. I am not going to change my mind on it being an exciting fight. I still believe we're going to get what I've been saying we're going to get for this entire time, which is Conor thinking he can be able to go in there aggressively and damage Floyd, and then just not happening.
Right.
And Floyd being the tactician that he is, and will end up having a decision. I still think that's going to happen. But the atmosphere to me,
yeah,
the celebrities that are there, the spectacle of those two guys in the ring, to see that in person. And what really sold me was I went on StubHub and looked at the secondary market prices of tickets, and in the very corner, the last seat you can have in the very corner, upper in the corner, terrible vantage point, is going for $1,500.
Wow.
And in the lower bowl, which isn't even the floor seats, lower bowl, yeah. $5,000.
And this fight is taking place where, Thomas and Mack or MGM?
MGM.
MGM, okay.
So I just said this is an experience I got to say.
Yeah, go see it.
So there you go. But I'm not going to lie. It's totally hypocritical of me. But when a guy is nice as Stephen Espinosa.
Right. We tag team Stephen Espinosa.
Yeah.
We tag team his ass.
And it ended up working out.
And then hit him with a brisket.
Yeah.
Boom.
Apparently that brisket story is something that's going to be a problem for our friends over on New York's WFAN because they were trying to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking to Espinosa. It didn't work out. But yet, the brisket got us the tickets. So when I was telling the story to a member of their staff, a friend and a mentor, Eddie Scazzeri, this morning, he goes, oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's like, this is not going to go over well.
Oh, so were they offering lox?
Huh?
Were they offering lox and bagel, and we offered brisket? See, you had to speak to the man's heart. He's from Texas, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. All right.
So, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Later, we might have to go and go over there and probably talk to them at some point. I could see them pulling us into the studio. You're probably going to end up leaving early, though. So
talk to them about
how this all went down and all that.
Oh, well, it's pretty simple.
You know? It's pretty simple. You brought him a brisket, and he said yes.
Dude's from Texas. He's used to eating brisket. So brought him a little taste from home.
Yeah, Bogish and Mikey B wanted to let us know it's the T-Mobile Arena in the MGM, right?
That was Ike, superfan Feldman that popped
Who gives
in.
A damn?
Yeah, I don't know. T-Mobile Arena.
Oh, appreciate
it. But it's at the MGM, right? Yeah,
At
the
MGM. Is it, so we got that part right? Yeah? Okay.
Does Ike want to correct us on anything else?
Oh, okay. All right. No fights or anything. No shootouts like you had, you know, when Tupac and Dummy Suge Knight were there, okay?
So Ike Feldman, who is the guy who's actually a fighter. The guy actually, he got in the octagon. He fought.
Right.
He does a podcast called Outside the Octagon or something. So he just got the whole trip on the arm to go out there.
Sweet.
Whole trip because he does a podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So I came in here all excited about going to the fight. And next thing I know, he ends up telling me, one-ups me. Well, I'm going to be going out there. I got the flight. I got the hotel. I got everything on the arm. But he deserves it. The guy deserves it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, he was kidnapped and forced to marry a Macedonian woman. So,
yeah.
I mean.
And drink alcohol for 6 days in a row.
So, I mean, he deserves a break in his
Good
life.
For him.
Yes. So, I will not now say, change my tune, because that would be a terrible job by me. I will not change my tune and be like, this is going to be the most exciting thing ever. I think the atmosphere is going to be really cool. I think the build up to it.
Electric.
Yeah, I think that all the pre stuff is going to be awesome, but I still think the fight is going to be a dud. And if it's not, though, if it ends up being really exciting.
You were there.
Ha ha! Hoo hoo!
Okay.
Hoo
hoo!
Ha ha!
Ha ha!
So
I got to figure out where I'm going to watch this damn thing.
Well, you should have gone too.
Well, I was trying to make it happen, but the private jet just wasn't in the cards.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I tell you.
One of these days, man. One of these days, I'll get there. I'm trying.
Didn't you have like a free trip out there or something?
Yes.
And you still haven't used that?
I still haven't used it.
Is that transferable?
I was trying to give it away. They wouldn't allow me to give it away.
Damn you.
I tried to give it away a year ago.
Yeah.
Nope, you have to do it. Damn. I have to stay in this nice penthouse suite. Okay.
Right.
Gonna force me.
I guess we're doing some shows from out there. CBS Sports Radio. Not Gio and Jones.
Mm-mm.
Bill Ryder is going to be out there. Ryder than you.
Yeah, they send everyone except for us. We go nowhere.
Right. If we go nowhere. Somewhere, we got to pay our own way.
You want to go somewhere?
That's the way it works. And Pharrell, for like 10 days straight, gets to go out there. Well, isn't Ryder's still West Coast right now. He hasn't moved here yet, right?
No, he's been here for a while.
Oh, he has been here.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I can't. I'm getting aggravated.
I'm righter than you.
Spitz, can Gio and Jones go?
No.
It is amazing that, like,
so much rejection here.
The one perk that we've been offered in 2.5, more than 2.5 years here doing the show, came from Showtime.
Yeah.
That they were like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah. True.
No problem.
Go work for them.
That would be great, actually. That would be kind of cool.
Showtime, man.
I don't know if I think we're more radio guys. Well, you're a TV guy. I'm more of a radio guy. I don't know if that would work. I don't know if they've got Showtime radio. I don't know if that's going to work for me. But I'd do it. Maybe, you know what? See if they got any jobs there.
Yeah.
Showtime.
Check out their
Espinoza.
Yeah.
Or your resumes.
They probably have them on the website or something.
Yeah.
Opportunities. Click on opportunities at Showtime.
Take Geo and Jones to Showtime.
Get to go somewhere. Yeah. Maybe they're starting a radio network there.
Non-sports, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, I'd do that too.
Yeah. Non-sports. Yeah.
They have some internships in the fall.
What do they pay?
Nada. Got to get some college credit. So, Justin Bieber is a guy that has been in the Floyd Mayweather entourage.
Your homie.
He's been in that, well, not anymore since he's gone crazy.
He went all religious on it.
Yeah.
Was it Hillstorm, Hillstrong Church or something?
Something like that.
Hillstone?
Hillstone is a restaurant chain.
Yeah, it used to be Houston's.
Right.
And then they all called Hillstone.
Well, they did that. Some are still called Houston's. You want to know why
some
they did that?
Some are still called Houston's, yes.
They did that because of the rules in New York for the calories
right.
on the menu.
Right.
And they want it because when you're a franchise, if you have X amount of locations in one place, you got to put the calories on the menu.
Yep.
So they found a way to do that because that Hillstone's in Houston's, if the calories were on the menu, they'd go out of business.
Yeah.
Because I think everything on there is like your daily amount.
Well, I mean, the Hawaiian ribeye is delish.
And it's all, everything there's good.
The best chicken tenders in the world, Houston.
Yeah, they're,
but
they're
one
different.
In the city.
Right.
They only offer them on certain days, which suck. But the one in Hackensack, New Jersey, the River Edge Mall or whatever that thing is
Riverside
called.
Riverside Square, Brian.
Riverside Square. It's actually a nice mall.
Yeah.
Some high-end stores in there. Yeah. You go there. Whew, they have them every day.
The chicken tenders are made different.
Right? Yeah.
They got like some
so
sort
good.
Of. Yeah. Oh, I know Houston.
Ooh, that honey mustard sauce. Ooh. You can get cracked out on those, boy. I mean, just thinking about it, I'm making my mouth water.
So I don't know. How the hell did we get to that?
To Houston's and Hillstone?
Bieber Church.
That's Bieber's
right.
Church.
Yeah. So anyway, now we're going to get back.
That's where they go after Sunday congregation.
Yes. Yeah, so Bieber, he apparently is now not going to be a part of the money team, will not be coming out with Floyd.
That's right. Yeah.
You saw that in previous
Floyd
fights.
Floyd was stood by him.
Right.
When he was going through his troubles.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
So you saw Bieber and the Burger King. Those are the two guys behind Floyd. Everybody laughing at that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So now, how about this? Justin Bieber has unfollowed Floyd Mayweather on Instagram.
Mm. No chicken tenders for him.
As a part of the resetting of boundaries.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to do that. Now, how much trouble did hanging out with Mayweather caused the man? Sometimes you have to reassess the nature of your relationships.
He
with
said
folks.
That he didn't want to be a part of Floyd's obsession with strip clubs any longer.
Fine. Good for him.
You have to unfollow a guy on Instagram for that.
Yeah. Floyd may post something and it may trigger something in Bieber and he gets caught up in that life again.
I'm still following you on social media.
I don't post stuff on social media.
Yeah, but you have an obsession.
I don't have an obsession.
Oh,
none whatsoever.
All right.
Only
so,
a few months out of the year. You go see what's happening.
What's up, man? What's happening in here?
Get some new music.
Yeah. Apparently, Floyd did not take this well.
No, he went off.
It said,
a little upset.
The quotes are insane, he went. And
he
nuclear.
Went insane?
Insane and nuclear were the two words that were used. And he lashed out Floyd, called him a traitor because he stuck with him when everybody was going after Bieber all those times.
Yeah.
So this is not I don't like this now, man, for Floyd. You can't be having this type of drama during fight week and worried about Bieber unfollowing
exactly.
you on Instagram.
Well, maybe he's going to project Bieber's face onto McGregor and use that. His motivation to whip McGregor.
I don't know if he needs any more.
Go McGregor. Get him, Connor!
There's some people that really do believe. Even the guy we're just talking about who knows more about this than we do is from the fight aspect. Ike Feldman, he believes that Conor McGregor's going to win this thing. And I don't, it's not going to happen.
Man, if it does. Rematch?
Oh, please.
If it's a good fight and Conor wins, you have to have a rematch.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it's just not, I mean, it's an impossibility.
Nothing's
point.
Impossible.
I'm saying that.
Nothing's impossible.
That would be if I was there for that, Like, right. Give me, like, going the distance and final round knockout.
Nothing's impossible in Vegas, man. I was there for the dude that flew into the ring during Holyfield and Bo. Nothing. The fan, man. Nothing's impossible. Did you expect that to happen?
No. But, I mean, this is more of an impossibility. Than
no.
That.
Did you expect Tyson to lose to...
I know.
What's his name?
Buster Douglas.
Yeah. So you can't even remember his name. That's how surreal it was.
You can't remember his name. Let's get that correct. A lot of people can't remember his name.
Buster can't even remember his name.
Yeah,
got
sure.
Fat and happy. Start barbecuing every day.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. It can happen. It's Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be active on social media while I'm out there, but I have no guarantees.
No.
I'm not going to be doing anything.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
We live different lives, though, me and you, Brian. I mean, I'm going to.
It doesn't matter what you're doing. What happens there stays there.
No, but what if there's people like the show? There's people who are interested in this fight.
Oh, okay.
I can put some stuff up there to get interested in that. They like that.
What do you mean we live different lives like I'm doing crazy stuff?
No, but I mean, if you go out to Vegas, you're having a different experience than
experience? I'm doing the same thing you're doing.
You've got more expendable income.
I'm doing the same thing you're doing.
No,
I go to the fight. I go to the hotel room. I go get some meat. I go back to the hotel room. Why is that funny?
You can't even say that with a straight face. You cannot.
I am not laughing. My face is straight.
Okay. Where's your hotel room? The Spearmint Rhino? Is that where you're staying?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I'm done with them.
You're the worst, man, I tell you.
Tiffany.
All right. Coming up next. Are you blind today? Coming right back.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Bogus.
Hey, Pete. So I'm going to say... I think I was tougher Saturday puking out of an Uber than Odell Beckham Jr. Was last night in Cleveland.
That comes from a Giants fan.
Yeah, I didn't slam my helmet. I didn't fall to my knees in my driveway. For now, Beckham and Giant fans can apparently relax, though. The team calling last night's scare just a sprained left ankle. For now, x-rays were negative last night. More testing today back at home. Beckham did clear the concussion protocol after getting undercut, making a second quarter catch in Cleveland last night. Browns head coach Hugh Jackson saw nothing wrong from Brian Body Calhoun.
His tackle, you know, I think I thought Brian was just trying to tackle the player and got him on the ground.
Jackson and the Browns.
McAdoo didn't have a big problem with it either.
He did not.
Oh, yeah.
The Browns won last night 10-6. Rookie QB Deshaun Kizer ran for the game's only touchdown. Brock Osweiler was picked off on the first of his two series. Jackson hopes to pick his starter by tomorrow. The Broncos made their choice yesterday. Head coach Vance Joseph had been debating Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch.
I was pleased with both guys.
But Joseph will go with Siemian because...
The operation of the entire offense, decision-making, ball placement was more consistent with Trevor.
College football, Alabama sits atop the AP's preseason poll. Oddly enough, they have not won the national title the three previous times under Nick Saban. They began a season at number one. Last year's champ, Clemson, comes in at number five. The Tigers named Kelly Bryant their starting QB yesterday. He backed up Deshaun Watson the last two seasons. The Dodgers and Pirates went to 12 last night in Pittsburgh.
Roscoe delivers a high drive. That's hit well to center field. On his horse is McCutcheon. He looks up, and it's gone. Yasiel Puig has hit his 22nd home run of the season. He leads off the 12th here in Pittsburgh, and he gives the Dodgers the lead.
That's Rick Monday on Dodgers Radio. LA, a 6-5 win in those 12 innings. They still have not lost back-to-back games since July 20th and 21st. The Giants blanked the Brewers 2-0. Seattle, a 6-5 win in Atlanta. And the Diamondbacks dropped the Mets 3-2-10. Cleveland beat Boston 6-5, but Andrew Miller re-injured his right knee in just his second appearance off the DL. The Twins dropped the White Sox 10-2 after a 7-6 loss to start the night in Chicago. And the Rangers cooled off the Angels 5-3. Anaheim was tied with Minnesota for the second AL wild card. Boys?
A friend of mine was doing a show on the weekends, Andrew Filippone, who I know from Pittsburgh, and his topic I saw on Twitter, I didn't have a chance to listen, was why is it that the Dodgers' season and this run that they are on, 53 games over 500 in late August, is not being talked about as much nationally? And I don't think it's just us. I mean, I think that we look at baseball more regionally. But it doesn't seem like it is a huge topic in the sports world. And am I wrong about that? Is he wrong about that? Do you feel like that's being covered a lot? Because I really don't. I mean,
people are aware of it. The odd thing to me is baseball is such a numbers game, and we care about records and milestones and history. Nobody gives a crap about them being close to the single season wins record or right. going to get it. No one cares about that. Yeah. There's a home run record or a hit record, we'd be going nuts. But mm-hmm. as for some reason, the team accomplishment doesn't have the same cachet.
I mean, Kershaw gets a lot of play. Of course, he's been injured. He pitched a simulated game the other day, 4 or 5 innings, and said he's fine. He'll be back. And do you have just those huge personalities on this team that are getting it done? Bellinger comes in, is playing crazy, lights out. Seems like every guy they bring up has a game-winning hit. And also, we remember the Seattle Mariners when they go 116 wins and do nothing. They don't win at all. And the Dodgers are going to have to win it all. But they don't have those huge – Puig, yes, but he's been more contained, if you will, this year in his antics. But other than that, they really don't have these huge personalities on that team that would make you look at every turn. They're having an outstanding season. I see it talked about all the time. Bogus just mentioned that you had to lose back-to-back games.
Well,
since
yeah, people are aware of it, but it's not like a huge thing. Can you believe, like, when the Warriors were going after the Bulls record? I mean, that was a huge deal, and that's a very individual sport in the NBA because we talk about stars so much. I'm not saying that people aren't talking about it here or there, but I mean, it's just not something.
Well, baseball is at least not right now, not on par with football or the NBA.
Yeah.
And I'd say clearly the third favorite major sport out there. NASCAR at one time, you could argue, it was in that third spot, but definitely not right now. So they're just not on the radar like the other sports are.
Yeah, and the nature of the baseball postseason, too, mm-hmm. is the team that has the best record is, you know, very easily eliminated in a division series and a best of five after a team comes out of that wild card game. So, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't interest me all that much, quite honestly. I don't think that the Dodgers breaking that record or the Dodgers being as good as they are. I mean, it's like, wow, they're really 53 games over 500. But then it ends there for me. I'm not interested. I mean, also, we're East Coast, West Coast. We're not seeing their home games. You know, there's a lot of that that's going on, too.
Well, maybe it's just because it's relentless, too. I mean, it's every single day. The Warriors had space between games. The Patriots, when they were perfect, had a week between games. You know, you can't have the same conversation every day after another Dodger win.
Yeah, it's
getting just about how good they are.
Crazy though. Now
they won.
Yeah, I mean,
Dodgers won again.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Back to you.
Yeah, but maybe in September.
They have no controversy. We're looking for a car wreck. You know, if they're winning all these games and they got controversy surrounding the team, yes, we take notice. But that's not happening. If some guy who was on the team was suspended for this or that, we take notice. That's not occurring, and I'm not wishing that upon them. I'm just saying that's the American psyche. We want controversy. We want a car wreck, something to stare at, something that we can sit there and debate.
Yeah,
nothing to debate. They're good.
Well, there's been a lot of conversations, though, about greatness recently, you know, especially – well, in the NBA, I mean, in college football, I mean, we see some of the same things happen, mm-hmm. and the greatness conversation without controversy is still out there. So, yeah, baseball's just, at this point, it's not as interesting.
And when the Warriors broke the record, they were coming off a championship season.
Yeah.
So we were definitely taking notice. You win the championship, and now you follow that up with a season in which win more regular season games?
If the Dodgers had won the World Series last year and then did this year, you think there'd be more people interested?
I think there would be more.
I don't think so. I don't think that this wins record is something that...
If you win the World Series and then you come back the next season and you follow it up with most wins ever in a regular season, I think
it'd be that much more interested, yeah. Maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, a little bit more. I don't think the world, like the country, would be enthralled by it, but there'd be maybe a little... Like if the Cubs were doing it after last year, and then there'd be a little more attention.
Yeah.
But not a drastic amount.
Well, I think this is the problem that baseball has now after the Cubs won, is there's no other great story that's built in. Because once you had the Red Sox do it, then the Cubs do it. I mean, is there a great story? I mean, even the Dodgers are one of those franchises. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people pay attention to in Major League Baseball, and they're doing this during the regular season, and it's sort of ho-hum a little bit. But I could be off base.
That's all you got, Dodgers? 53 games over 500? That's it? Come on.
They have more home wins than some teams have total wins.
No, it's remarkable what they're doing.
Ho-hum.
Yeah. Isn't it, though?
It is remarkable.
All right.
51-14 at home.
Yeah. It's incredible, the season they're having. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess it ends there.
Yep.
Well,
we acknowledge it.
Only Bogus at the Plate still existed.
See, now, if Bogus at the Plate was still ongoing.
Right.
Much, much more talk.
That's what we're missing.
What would
that's
be the guest
hole
you'd go out and get for this Dodger stuff? What would be that big, hard-hitting guest that you'd put on for the Dodger story?
Oh, Sandy Koufax. That'd be easy. One phone call.
Oh, man. If you had Sandy Koufax on Bogus at the Plate.
He's a hermit. I mean, I'd have to drag him out of his house.
Now,
it'd be like me and him. He'd be Jerry Lewis.
And why? I'd be like,
yeah. Dictaphone.
Yeah. So Ike Feldman does that podcast. He's a board operator for Amy Lawrence. He does a podcast on UFC stuff, and he gets a free trip out to Mayweather and McGregor.
Yeah.
You're an anchor. You're on the air. You host. You did that podcast last year from the same vehicle, and I don't think you got anything out of it.
Well, he has listeners, so that was a big difference between Bogus at the Plate and, what'd you call it, outside the octagon?
Yeah, is that what it is?
It's close.
Okay.
I think it's outside the cage or inside the cage, next to the cage. Definitely cages in it. It's not an octagon.
Stuck in a cage?
Yeah. Adjacent to where the guys fight.
Right.
So, yeah, they have a following.
Oh, really? A following?
Yeah.
Why?
Jerry, come on. Be nice already. But no, really, I guess, you know what, those niche, and I shouldn't say the UFC is a niche, but, you know, when you've got a full-time show just on that,
right,
you can certainly get a lot of people paying attention.
And they do a good job, and they've got the backing of a big-time thing. So, I mean, they deserve it.
What big-time thing?
I mean, it's like here. They can get in and get around when guys are in the building for other reasons. They get on the list to be part of the interview circuit. You know,
Right.
A little mini CBS FAN car wash can involve them.
Yeah, yeah. They get the credentials through the company. I gotcha.
Yep.
That's right. anybody check out that eclipse yesterday? Anybody watch it? Anybody look?
I was in the studio.
You didn't see it? I ended up getting some glasses from a friend, and I did this little deal. I went over to my parents' house. They were interested. Brought my wife. And we did the thing where you like poke a hole through a piece of paper with some tin foil, and then the projection of it shows you how big the eclipse is on a piece of paper. So it's a little trick, but I was like, okay, you know, big deal with that. And then a friend of mine said, man, this is the coolest thing ever. I got the glasses. So I made him drive over to the house with the glasses. I put them on, and then once you put the glasses on, it was really a cool thing. Now, we didn't get totality up here, which were everything, you know, you get the darkness, and then it seems like it's a 360 sunset, which is pretty cool. But seeing it at least 71% or 60% when I ended up seeing it, you know, through the glasses was a very cool thing. And I don't care if anybody thinks that it's stupid, because you're talking about the sun and the moon. These things are unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You got to pay attention, get excited about that stuff. There's something that heats our planet 93 million miles away. It was a cool thing to say.
You were excited.
I was.
I thought it was awesome. I couldn't care less about it going in, completely unprepared for it. Ran into our old friend Ray Martell, who used to produce here on the train home. And because he's a nerd, he had glasses with him. So I sat next to him on the Long Island Railroad while he was leaning through the window to look at it the whole way back home. But when we got off the train and had like a uninterrupted view at it, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
And then teenage girls thought we were cool because we had glasses and they didn't. Yeah.
Did you let them borrow the glasses?
Yeah, I mean, Ray had the greatest 5-minute afternoon of his life yesterday when 6 18-year-old girls thought he was Bieber because he had glasses and they couldn't find them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They were scarce yesterday.
Yeah.
If you were looking last minute, that's for sure. And it didn't get totally dark, but it was at the, I guess it was 71 was the best we could have around here. At there, I mean, it felt like, I guess it was about 2:45 that happened. I mean, it felt like it was like 6:45, 7 o'clock at night.
I even thought it was an unnatural darkness. It didn't feel like later. It just felt like a different, weird lack of full sunshine.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. There was an eerie feeling about it, like something. And this was brought up on many of the newscasts yesterday, but what did people before we had any idea what the hell was going on? Like, you know, prehistoric men when they saw this. What the hell did they
Martha,
think?
I think this is the end.
I had friends who were posting really deep religious thoughts yesterday. Yeah. Like, this is, because in the Bible it says, like, the moon will pass, and, like, basically says this is the first sign of the second coming.
Oh, yeah?
So, like, people were, like, fingers crossed.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Maybe here,
oh, I see
maybe
him.
Maybe here he
there
comes.
He is. No, that ain't him.
That's just Ray Martell handing out glasses.
That's just Fabio.
Wow. Jeez.
All I see is ass.
Me too, Jerry. Fiery ass.
That's just Naked Tiger.
And then animals were going nuts. Oh, Naked Tiger. We'll talk about that next.
Oh, God.
I should have just got a break. Jeez. Brutal.
But now, the animals, they tell everyone not to look. Do the animals, they go blind if they look?
Well, I don't think the animals just,
they don't look.
They don't know what's happening. So
but
they're
they
not
still
look
just
this.
Happen to look up like, damn. No, goats.
They're not going to look.
I usually don't stand as long, but that's different.
I really thought you were going to ask who tells the animals not to look.
You got a zookeeper. Stop looking. You got a whip. Don't look. Don't look. Killing all my cattle. Cattle can't find the feed. Damn it. Sun, moon.
There were people worried about their dogs. Yeah. Like animals just happen to look up into the sun. They don't do that. And if you didn't have the glasses, it just looked like the sun. You know, I mean, it looked a little darker, but if you happen to just glance up, it was just the sun. When you put the glasses on, you had an idea what was happening.
Animals are smarter than us. They don't need that direction.
Basically, yeah. Well, I mean, ignorance is bliss when it comes to that, for the most part. At least when it wasn't in totality, where everything was, that was the word of the day, the buzzword of the day, where it gets dark. And then they were probably freaking out. This is not supposed to happen right now. Okay.
We're apparently getting a better one here in like 9 years.
Is it 9 or 7? Because I
it might be 7. Maybe 7.
Really?
2024? Something.
Yeah.
But we're going to get like 90% totality here in New York for that one.
I thought they only came around every 40, 50 years.
Yeah. No. I mean, it kind of depends. So, yeah, I did hear that in New York. So the people that saw it this time are not going to get it as much. But I think New York and then Europe, like England's going to get it's going to be on that track.
I mean, it's going more like a diagonal, like from Mexico up northeast. So I think you might even miss it altogether. This one went completely across the country, which is why it was so unique.
There was one stop. I was watching CBS News, and Anthony Mason, who interviewed Gio and Jones at one point.
What was that word I used on there? That crazy word?
Is that why I haven't been back?
Yeah,
I'll be back next weekend.
Yeah, he'll be back. I don't get an invite again. But he's also you're right there, though, right? Make me feel better about this. You're right in this.
It's convenience.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm not making you feel better. Nope.
I got you, Greg.
Yeah, he got you.
I've
been back many times after that.
Many times?
Yeah.
I mean, many times.
I think I go on there 3 or 4 times a year.
When you're right there, though.
No.
No?
When you're not during college football. Because that's way before the show.
But you're supposed to be there during that day.
Later.
Right, okay. That makes me feel bad.
Why?
Well, they sent a car all the way out for me 64 miles. So it's not worth it for them. You know, when they
sure it is.
No, it's not.
Sure it,
no, it's not.
It is worth it for them.
Nah.
It's a new car.
I was better than you that day.
You all right.
I should have gotten another opportunity. Now I'm
finish
bummed
your
out.
Damn story.
I don't remember what it was,
you
but now,
be
now I'm
out.
Ticked off about how
Why?
We don't get promoted anywhere.
What did you hear on CBS?
I forget
Mason
now.
Nah,
I forget. All I'm thinking about Anthony Mason and that one thing that happened 3 years ago.
It's our cover photo on Twitter.
Yeah, the one time.
About time you changed it, man. Yeah. 3 years ago, dude.
Well, I mean, the both of us on TV happens actually less frequently than the solar eclipses.
Mm.
So, all right, coming up next.
And more frequently than CBS sending us somewhere.
Yeah, that's not good. All right, now I'm getting angry.
Now he's angry again.
You're making me angry, Brian.
Making him angry.
All right, naked photo hack. We got another one coming up next.
Keep up with the latest on the show on Twitter at Gio and Jones.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So yesterday on Twitter, while the eclipse mania was happening, I saw a couple of people tweet out huge Tiger news coming.
What?
Really?
The Russians?
Really big Tiger news coming.
What?
So immediately, because people kept using huge and big and all of this, I was like, this is going to be this is going to be a photo hack. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be sporting something.
It's scuba gear.
I knew exactly what it was, and that's what it was. So there was another one of these massive celebrity photo hacks.
Wow.
And you had Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn at the forefront of this. And they're on the website Celebrity Jihad, I believe is the name of the website that has all of them. And they're ticked off, and they're going to sue, and they want the photos taken down. And
yeah.
And the guy who was a part of that fappening a few years ago, that's what it was called, the first celebrity photo hack, the fappening that had Jennifer Lawrence and others in there. Well, that, I mean, that guy got jail time and a massive fine. So if they find the person that's responsible for this, I'm sure the same thing will happen. But right now, it's got to be an uncomfortable feeling to be Lindsey Vonn, Miley Cyrus, Catherine McPhee, the others that were involved with this, Tiger Woods, that are now dealing with these pictures being viewed by millions because they're out there.
That's an invasion of privacy. I mean, at the highest level, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
Come on, why would you do that? Sick people?
Well, why would you hack and put it up on the internet, or why would you look? Because those are two different things.
Both.
See, I don't know how I...
What?
Because I'm going to be completely honest, because I've got nothing to lose. Like, I would not, if I even knew how to hack. This is the honest truth. If I knew how to hack into somebody's phone and see nude pictures of them, I wouldn't do that, because I feel like that is an illegal thing and I'm stealing something.
Right.
But when they're already up on the internet and someone provides me a link, it's really hard for me not to click on it. Because it's just... I'm not a strong enough willed person to be able to say, no, I'm not going to do that because that's an invasion of privacy. I just can't. I can't do it. I'm being honest. Someone says, here's naked pictures of this celebrity, and here's the link to them, and everybody else is looking at them. I don't have the morals, if you want to say that that's what it is.
You are a bad person.
I don't have that to be able to say, I'm not going to look at that because that's an invasion of privacy.
You are not an oak.
Anybody else want to take this with me? Come down with me?
I looked.
Okay. Brian?
What?
Did you look?
Man, I have morals.
Oh, stop.
Selective morals.
Did you look?
Does none of my business. That's their privacy. Is that those are their photos. They were meant just for their eyes only. Their memories. Okay. They want to share with each other. And I had no business looking. But I looked.
But he looked. There he is. Pete, did you look?
I didn't look.
You didn't look? Are you planning on looking at some point?
No, I'm being very sarcastic. I didn't look.
What?
I looked.
What are you talking about? No, he looked. He's trying to get to it. He looked. Okay. You did look.
Well, I was forced for work because you guys were going to talk about it, but it was the furthest thing from my mind. And I didn't want to look. I had to take my hand and force it to hit click.
Yeah, and is there... Now, this is probably going to be perceived as victim shaming, in a sense. Somebody will say that. But I know for a fact that there is not a picture, nor has there ever been a picture of my junk on my phone.
Good.
I've not done that.
All right.
I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
Haven't done it. So I know... That because people say, would you like a picture of your you-know-what up on the internet? Of course I wouldn't. But guess what?
You would?
No, of course I wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Of course I wouldn't.
All right.
But I know it can't happen because it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. There isn't a picture of that. So if you're a celebrity, and I believe that because of like the iCloud stuff, even when you delete those pictures, they still exist somewhere for someone to be able to hack into it. If you're a celebrity, you saw what happened a few years ago with that hack, and still were taking nude pictures and sending them to people, then you got to take a little bit of the blame. I hate to say that, you know, this is the world we live in and all of this, but it's the truth. People are out there capable of stealing these photos off of your phone. You know that. So be a little smarter about it.
Well, you know,
write a letter.
Hey. Have the same effect.
Well,
I miss you.
What?
How much do you miss me? Let me show you. I'll send you a picture. That's what people do. I don't do that, and I wouldn't do that, but that's what some people do. They like to have these memories.
I understand, but if you're just, you know, the regular guy who works for the LIRR and you're having a rough day and you get a boob shot from your girlfriend Trish, you know, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But
sex.
But if you're Tiger Woods or you're Lindsey Vonn and you're like, there's many pictures and videos.
How many pictures?
There's a lot of them.
Really? You spent a lot of time researching.
I didn't. I just looked at it just like you did, and there's a lot of pictures.
I didn't see a lot of pictures. I saw two.
Well, you didn't click on the link then. That was just a thumbnail. But, I mean,
how deep does this rabbit hole go?
Well, there's a video, too.
What?
Yeah.
There's a video?
There's a video.
Oh, damn. When are we going to break? This is an invasion of privacy.
Of
I do not like
is.
This one iota, and I hope they find the culprits, and I hope they send them to jail for a long, long time. Just wrong.
Right.
Stay out of people's private
business.
The
people who were doing that, yes. That is, and I truly believe that if I even knew how to do that, I wouldn't do it.
No.
Because that's stealing. And I don't steal stuff. But if it's been stolen and it's up on the internet and everybody's clicking on it, I cannot do anything but click on it.
But you know it's been stolen.
Yeah, I know it has
been. So it's like someone comes into the barbershop, they got some goods. Hey, man, you need some?
I looked at it.
You know it's stolen, but you buy it.
I didn't buy it. I looked at it.
By looking at it, you bought it.
No.
Yes.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm not saying it's the right thing. I wish I could. I wish I could avoid it. I can't.
You come to cops.
Didn't do it. Oh, it can't. Come on.
It can't.
Mikey B actually turned around when you said, here come the cops.
He saw the video, too.
Coming up next, Jason LaCanfora. I believe he's been hacked before. CBS Sports Radio.